Bayou Diversity with Kelby Uchley.
In biology, references to an animal as cosmopolitan in range mean that it is found in most places around the world. Such a creature is considered a generalist in that it is usually adapted to survive in a wide variety of habitats. So what wild animals in the Bayou State also live in faraway places? In the bird world, peregrine falcons and barn owls fall into this category, along with cattle egrets and their amazing story of rapid range expansion. Originally native to North Africa and parts of Asia, cattle egrets began expanding their range into southern Africa in the 19th century. By 1900, they had flown across the Atlantic Ocean and settled in South America. North America and Australia were invaded in the 1940s, and soon afterwards, Europe was colonized by those birds still in North Africa. Cattle egrets have a life history closely tied to large browsing animals that in their movements stir up insects for the birds. The dramatic spread in range was correlated with growth in livestock production around the world. People have also facilitated the spread of several species of animals that would top a list of undesirables. Notably, the brown rat, house mouse, house dust mite, and German cockroach have followed us from place to place and are now almost ubiquitous. None of these species were in Louisiana before Euro-Americans arrived. Like the barn owls and peregrine falcons, though, another species spread around the world without our help. The yellow dragonfly that lands on the tip of your fishing pole is the same species found at elevations above 18,000 feet in the Himalayas, in Madagascar, Japan, and the Brazilian rainforest. Known as the wandering glider, it is the only dragonfly that inhabits remote Easter Island. Humans don't have a monopoly on adaptation.
Bayou Diversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced at the studios of KEDM Public Radio.